It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
See, I would be asleep long before I would be intoxicated. That's gotcha. I'm a terrible, terrible drinker.
Okay.
So there's that. So today we have 5 and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and we love them over there. They're just the nicest people, and they have a meat department second to none. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. And go by and see Todd and the crew and support them. We appreciate them supporting us and helping us bring you 5 and Dine. Today, I'm sharing this recipe because I'm going to be making it this weekend. It's really fun for any fall gatherings, Halloween gatherings. It's even fun to do for Thanksgiving to put on your dessert table. It's caramel apple nachos is what it's called.
Oh,
you're going to take 4 large apples. I like to use Honeycrisp. Granny Smith is also good because you don't want a horribly sweet apple because of the toppings you're going to put on there. So Granny Smith is a good choice there. You're going to clean those apples, dry them, make sure that they are, you know, you've got everything off there. You're going to slice the apples into 8 pieces and arrange them on a large serving platter. Meanwhile, place a 1/2 package of Kraft caramels unwrapped into a microwave-safe bowl. Mix it with 1 tablespoon of water. I may or may not use cream. You do you.
Okay.
Microwave it at 25-second intervals until it's melted, and whisk it, and then drizzle it all over those apples. Then you're to put white chocolate chips in a separate microwave-safe bowl and do the same thing. Microwave that at 20-second intervals until it's just melted. Some folks, Mark Lamb, would like to mix peanut butter in with that.
Maybe.
And then put that over the nachos. And then after that, you're going to top it with some mini chocolate chips. You can do crushed Heath bars. Anything that you would like to put on there to make it your own, you can do that.
Okay.
It's fun, it's fallish, and it's easy. It's caramel apple nachos. Check out the recipe for that and some other fall recipes on our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook and just type in Janet's 5 and Dine in the search bar, and you'll see all the recipes that we share brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
And it's America, where I can add peanut butter if I so choose.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And we're going to need some peanut butter. That's not nearly as embarrassing.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, get those fall menus ready with beef short ribs, $7.99 a pound, while supplies last. Fresh cabbage is 59 cents a pound. Save on bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.79. Hereford corned beef is $3.99 for a 12-ounce package. Fritos and Cheetos are 2 for $6. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents. And Smithfield smoked sausage and kielbasa is 2 for $7. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.